the harmonious working together of the cabinet is what we all look for, and this is all what we expect for us to do. There are serious issues in the agreement that the JMAC may not resolve, or the CTSM may not resolve. It will be the cabinet to resolve them. And if we all work together, we will definitely resolve these issues. I had just given the Minister of Cabinet Affairs a document, and also the Vice President. How many points did I make in that?
12.
Yeah, I made 12 points. Can I borrow yours a little bit? I made 12 points. The first point is the review of the conduct of business of regulations and procedures of the Trigono Council of Ministers. This is what we are now doing. If we can, if the Secretariat can work through the night, by tomorrow we should be passing it so that the Council would have a handbook. But if there are difficulties, then we can...
Emergency. Extraordinary.
We can have an extraordinary meeting. I also made a point, the stabilization of the security in South Sudan. To me, this is very important. Despite the peace agreement, there is a state of emergency. I also know that there are still prisoners of war and detainees. If you have a peace agreement and you have now formed a transitional government of national unity, you cannot keep prisoners of war, or your citizens, as prisoners of war. These are the immediate things that should be done with the formation of the transitional government. Under the same topic of stabilization of the security, assembling and containment of forces. If forces roam about and they're not assembled, we have difficulties. D, status of US security. E, violation of ceasefire. These are issues that will destabilize the country. 3, stabilization of the economy. Definitely this is what the citizens need to hear. Then 4, as you know, the IGAD Council of Ministers resolution, they had a recommendation on the 28 states. The sooner we resolve it, the JMAC would not do it, the Council of Ministers, they would do it. The sooner we resolve, agree on a way forward, the better. 5, the future of IDPs that are in PCOs, POCs, and free humanitarian access. This we can't. They can't remain in POCs when we have formed a transitional government of national unity. So we must find a way to address them. If you have forces in cantonment, you need to find a way of funding to orient them to peace, and then train them and integrate them. So these are issues that need addressing. The NCAC had points of difference. JMAC would not resolve them. They differed on number of states, they differed on presidential advisors, they differed on electing the speaker, they differed on articles in the constitution, like changing political affiliation, filling vacant posts in the NLA, reinstatement of unseated MPs, issues of this kind. Then what do you do with those whom you have put in cantonment? If they're going to be in cantonment for 18 months, What is their future? How do we support them? So, a serious issue.